It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. Hope you're having a fantastic Saturday afternoon. KSL News time, 2:37 p.m. on this Saturday, August 6th. We're talking a lot of BYU football today as the season is now underway. Fall camp is off and running. The Cougars completed day three today. They'll have day four coming up on Monday. We'll be down there with coverage from what I like to call Camp Kalani because it's not fall. It doesn't feel like fall. It's still hot down there. A little bit cooler today, though.
Today would have been a great day to be.
Feels a little bit more like fall.
Monday it'll be, what, back to 90s?
It'll be cooking.
No clouds in sight.
Thank goodness for that balcony, though, at the student-athlete building, that shade. Because I'm like, my forehead's glistening.
They may have moved to the IPF by then and cranking up the heat. What would you rather have? Direct sunlight heat outside or a muggy hot IPF?
I'd go outside.
Yeah.
Instead of a manufactured heat that's just muggy with sweaty grown men. No, yeah, I'd rather go to the IPF, have the natural heat drain it raining down on me. But, you know, throughout the show, the last few weeks, we've been in the buildup for BYU football in 2022 as the Cougars are set to kick off against South Florida on September 3rd. We're counting down our top 10 players on the show for BYU football in 2022. It was voted by me, Matt, and our producer, Dallin Graff. And right now, we are unveiling number 6 on our Cougar Sports Saturday top 10. That's cornerback Caleb Hayes.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 10 BYU Players for the 2022 season.
Straight back drop. Timing pattern for the end zone. Bryant, the intended receiver. And again, coverage by Hayes. And again, incomplete. Reaching out was Bryant, but no separation from Hayes. Hayes has done very well.
Just keep working on my ball skills and just getting comfortable within our defense, getting ready for the season. I came here to go to the NFL. So, you know, that's my goal.
There you go. Number 6, Caleb Hayes. And I think he deserves to be here. I was thinking about last year, because I felt like when he first started getting action, he was getting picked on. Like, it was like,
yes.
Who's this new Caleb Hayes? And in the beginning,
Utah State game in particular.
Yes, in the beginning, I'm like, eh. But every week he got better. And then by the USC game, he was a relied upon defensive back. He was making key plays. I think he had the fourth down stop in the USC game as Jackson Dart and the Trojans were driving to take a last-second lead. So I like Caleb Hayes a lot. I think he has that measurable that you're looking for from a defensive back. And I think it's safe to say now at this point, He is probably DB number one, don't you think?
I think so. I think Caleb Hayes is going to be a really good player for BYU this season. He knows that he's established himself within the program. Last year at this time, I remember our show, we talked about him as a guy that could potentially crack into the two deep instantly. And right away from fall camp, you know, Kalani Sitake and Elisa Tuiaki were giving praise to the play of Caleb Hayes. And then it manifested itself in the season where he became a difference maker for the team. I just think that, you know, once again, transfers are a big piece to what BYU is going to do going forward. And a spot like cornerback, you know, where typically you're not going to get the blue chip recruit at cornerback, but you can maybe get the blue chip cornerback out of the portal, a guy that has a little bit more perspective, a guy that maybe knows his football career is nearing the end. And he just wants to avoid the distractions. And BYU is a great place where you can put out some good film. And oh, by the way, too, BYU now is a place that can get corners to the league. Chris Wilcox proved you can get to the league. It's no longer, go to BYU. You're not going to have any chance to get drafted. Jarnell Guilford is building that up. There's still a lot of work to be done there. But maybe Caleb Hayes could be next in line for BYU as a future NFL guy.
I had him at 8 on my list. You had him at 7.
Yeah.
Dallin, you had him at 7 as well. Why'd you have him at 7?
Yeah, I mean, I think Hayes is the best corner that BYU has this year. He's the highest graded corner on the BYU defense last season, according to PFF. 11 passes deflected last season and really came on in the second half. So I just kind of feel like he's going to build upon that even more. May have gone underrated last season from BYU fans, but I think he's going to be a key piece this season.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.